With voting in big states coming up tomorrow, you might find yourself checking the delegate totals, see where Bernie Sanders stands as he tries to catch up with Hillary Clinton. So right now, Clinton leads by 206 delegates. But then Clinton's lead explodes to 655 when you factor in the superdelegates. Who are these people? Turns out they're mostly Democratic Party officials and elected officials. And the key here is that they can back whomever they want. Right now, most of the superdelegates are behind Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders likes to point out, of course, that that can change. But so far, it has not. Nancy Larson is not an elected official, but she was a superdelegate for Minnesota back in the 2008 Democratic primary. Remember, of course, that was between Hillary Clinton and then Senator Barack Obama. Now, initially, Nancy was a Hillary supporter, but as the date of the convention approached and Obama surged, Nancy Larson was undecided.
Then the pressure was on. And so more and more I was getting calls from everybody, especially the Clinton side.
What do you mean everybody? Do you mean everybody?
I got called first by Madeleine Albright, then by Hillary, then by Bill, then by Chelsea, and then by other kind of personages around. And so that was a lot of pressure.
And did you get that call also from young Senator Barack Obama?
I finally did. They didn't call much. I had people from Minnesota calling me about supporting Barack, but it was very difficult. I thought both of them were excellent candidates. It was a whole different kind of choice than there is this year. I think we've got two really good candidates now, but as a superdelegate, you're thinking more along the lines, who can accomplish the most, who can work with everybody and get things done. And I think Hillary lines up on that side.
The criticism, Nancy Larson, of this system is that all these superdelegates who are given free rein to vote how they want, they all have a stake in the party. They're congresspersons, they're senators, they're county officials, they're governors. And that in the end, they're going to vote to maintain party control, that an outsider or an insurgent isn't going to be able to upset the status quo. Is that a valid criticism?
It is. And I worried about that even when I was a superdelegate. I thought we had too much power. But now I look at the Republican Party and I'm thinking they are really wishing they had superdelegates, because I think that would make a change for them. They're very concerned about Donald Trump getting in. It's one thing to want an insurgent, and I think we need insurgents as a part of a group. But it's very difficult to have an insurgent and someone who's inflexible at the top.
But that's got to be really hard for somebody to hear who is a supporter of Donald Trump, or Ted Cruz for that matter, or Bernie Sanders. Now, you're a Democrat, of course, but the principle holds. The Republicans might be headed toward a contested convention, and here you are saying that it's worth having a structure where you can maintain party orthodoxy or maintain establishment control. Millions of voters on both sides are saying, no, we don't want that anymore.
I think that what they're worried about is losing the next election. And as a Democrat this year, I think that's really good if that happens, of course. But it is a concern for people. They would like to have somebody who is not part of the orthodoxy.
If there were the mayhem of a contested convention for the Republicans, I ask you this as somebody who's been in a similar situation on the other side. Mm-hmm. What do you think the message would be to millions of Trump voters if he went into the convention with a lead but didn't leave it with the nomination?
I don't know how they would ever explain that. And I think that if they wanted to step in and really convince people that he wasn't the right candidate, they should have done that 6 months ago or 4 months ago or 2 months ago. But right now, all of a sudden, there's the last couple of weeks, especially a hue and cry on the part of party establishment to say that he's the wrong person. I'm going, you know, this is too late. You can't do that now.
One of the key stories of this election for Republicans and Democrats is millions of voters saying they don't want any more establishment control over their politics. For better or for worse, Nancy Larson was part of that control at one time. She's a former superdelegate for the Democrats from Minnesota. Nancy Larson, thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.